That's what I'm trying to say. Everyone knew who Spider-Man was. Everyone knew who Wolverine was. Everyone knew who Batman, Superman. But until the MCU, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, they were not household names. You got to think about it like this. And this is what I try to tell people in the comment section. The majority of MCU fans are casual fans. That's the one thing I appreciate about the MCU. They've taken a lot of characters that, you know, weren't really household names. Yeah, like Iron Man wasn't a household name. Captain America wasn't a household name. But the MCU, really, Thor wasn't a household name. The Hulk was. But the Hulk, I'm sorry.
The Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, my accent, man. But they weren't characters that people really thought about or cared about, unless you were a comic book fan or you watched the shows growing up.
I feel like Captain America was, though. I feel like Captain America was a household name. Now, as far as, like, Iron Man, I knew he wasn't, like, a big name like that. I knew about him because I played video games with him, and there was a show about him, like, in the 90s or whatever. But
the reason I say Captain America wasn't a household name, look at the numbers of the first Avenger compared to his next movie. You know what I mean? Like people, he wasn't, people knew who he was, but he's not like a Spider-Man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now when you talk about Captain America, he could be in the same conversation as a Spider-Man, as a Batman, as a Superman. Before it wasn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Before it wasn't like that. Same thing for Iron Man. Although people knew who they were,
if you're saying like people didn't know a lot about him outside of like everyday comic book readers.
Yeah, the casual person they may knew who Captain America was, but they couldn't tell you anything about him. So
now, they couldn't tell you about him being like a super soldier.
Yeah,
they couldn't even tell you who his main villain was. You know, Red Skull or whatever.
Yeah, because they didn't know anything about him. They probably didn't even know his name was Steve Rogers. So
that too.
That's the thing. That's what I'm trying to say. Everyone knew who Spider-Man was. Everyone knew who Wolverine was. Everyone knew who Batman, Superman. But until the MCU, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, they were not household names. You got to think about it like this. And this is what I try to tell people in the comment section. The majority of MCU fans are casual fans.
Yeah.
The majority.
They're in it for the movies. I mean, I can tell you why people knew all about Spider-Man. Spider-Man's been pushed down our throats for the longest time. Like, how many Spider-Man? Spider-Man, movies, video games, all kinds of toys, all kinds of stuff. Like, and obviously, he was, rest in peace, Stan Lee, but that was his guy. That was like his baby, bro.
That was his baby, bro. Spider-Man was his baby. So that's what I mean when I say household names. The MCU has made characters that nobody knew into household names. Guardians of the Galaxy. Nobody knew. Nobody knew
Star-Lord was. Bro, you're right. I didn't know who the hell Guardians of the Galaxy was. Absolutely.
Moon Knight.
I didn't know anything about a talking squirrel and a tree. I didn't know anything about that.
Bro, Moon Knight, Loki,
didn't know Falcon, anything about that.
Winter Soldier. Nobody knew who these people were. Now everyone does.
I'll be honest. I knew about Captain America, Thor. I knew about the Hulk. Kind of knew about Black Panther. I didn't know anything about Guardians of the Galaxy. Adam Warlock. Who's that? I don't think I even knew about Ultron.
Yeah. I'm not going to say, growing up, I was very into comic book cartoons, which led me to comic books. Which led me to, I remember my favorite book of all time is the Marvel Encyclopedia. I used to go to the library at school and just sit there and read about every character. Every character.
I gotcha.
So that's where it started. Like I said, I grew up, I'm not going to say a rough area, but I grew up, you know, where that stuff wasn't cool. So I had to hide it. A lot of the times growing up until really it became popular when I got in high school. I want to say when the first Iron Man came out, I was a sophomore or junior in high school. So that's when it started being okay. When more people started coming out about reading comic books and stuff. So
I'll tell you what my problem was. So growing up, I grew up on a lot of the Spider-Man and the X-Men, right? Mm-hmm. Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four. So, I mean, I knew about that stuff, but the other solo Marvel characters, I didn't know too much about that. And also, I grew up on Batman, Superman, Justice mm-hmm. League, all yeah. that stuff. So I was more knowledgeable about DC characters versus, like, you know, the characters that we have now in the MCU. But what, you know, Disney Studios has done with the MCU is 100 times amazing, 100 times over, just amazing. But the fact that they introduced the whole world and generations to come to all these characters.
Yeah, the DC was actually pretty much more popular than Marvel overall for a long time because of Superman and Batman. Those are the two most recognizable superheroes in the world. So, we're talking about comic book heroes. Let me say that, comic book heroes in the world. but yes, so Disney picked up Marvel, I think, after or right before the first Avengers. So the MCU did a lot of groundwork and Disney just funded it at a certain point. But yeah, man, I'm happy with what the MCU has done. A lot of people are mad with what's going on with some of the characters, such as T'Challa. I'll touch on that in another video. I'll read some of the comments from my previous video. Overall, but I'm happy with it. I'm happy with the MCU. I'm excited for Ant-Man. I'm excited for Fantastic Four. I'm excited for people gonna be mad. I'm excited for Wakanda Forever. And it's a lot to come. I'm happy, man. The MCU has changed the way people look at superheroes, and it's actually a great thing.